3, 2, 1, let's go. All right, y'all. So welcome back. Welcome back. This is the new episode of the Cool Blurreds podcast. I'm your host, your guy, HP. And I'm here with my partner in crime.
Eldorado Reg, yeah.
See, he's down on his phone. Look, dead air already.
We're no, I thought you was going to say it. My bad.
See, you gotta introduce yourself. All right, so I can say this is like our first official episode. We gave you a teaser. That was due to some technical difficulty. Everything stopped recording. We thought we recorded the whole episode. But hey, it is what it is. So we're here, man. Welcome to all the blurreds. We got a lot to talk about. A couple different things we're gonna talk about. That's happened since the last episode. One of the things that we had talked about at that time was Luke Cage getting canceled from Netflix. But then since then, Iron Fist has been canceled.
And then they just announced Daredevil.
Daredevil's been canceled.
It's canceled. And they still they're still shooting season two of Punisher.
Yeah.
And they're shooting season 3 for Jessica Jones, which after they're probably done, they'll probably get canceled too. Both of them. Yeah. Even though they're all good shows, it's crazy.
Yeah, they all gonna get canceled. So a lot of people were saying a lot of speculation was coming because, you know, Disney is coming with their own streaming network. That, you know, Disney wants the rights to these properties for the streaming network. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that's happening with that is Netflix, they still have a deal in place where Disney couldn't even use those properties for another 2 years after they canceled.
Yeah, and then the Daredevil crew just announced, and they exposed Netflix, saying that Netflix was the one that canceled it. It wasn't Disney.
Oh yeah,
it was Netflix because they mad because of that Disney and Hulu, because Disney's about to buy Fox, and Fox owns 60% of Hulu, so Disney might be owning the rest of Hulu as well too, because they thinking about trying to get it from Comcast and other people. So it's power moves all over the place. So we'll see what happens.
But I don't expect to see those back, except maybe like the episodes that the seasons that were already filmed. I don't think it's going to be any new seasons of any of those shows.
Nope, I don't see that.
On the Disney Network. I think they're just going to move on with new shows because they're supposed to have the, I think it's either the Black Widow show. Black Widow's supposed to have, no, not Black Widow. Hawkeye's
getting one.
And so is Loki.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they will bring those four shows back and at least do Heroes for Hire. Because if they do Heroes for Hire, then you can bring Luke Cage and you can bring Misty and Iron Fist. You can bring half of the people back, and then for Daredevil and Jessica, Heroes for Hire, you can bring Jessica Jones back in there too. So you can kind of almost bring everybody back, but you know, Daredevil, you might still want to keep him around and have him do his own thing, you know, floating around all over the place. Because the last season of Daredevil was awesome. I'm not even gonna lie, that was a good season.
I just don't see them. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't see them bringing it back. I think they're looking like, you know, it was here. We did it. It was good. It had a decent reception. And now let's move on to something else. One of the things I'm gonna catch up on over this winter break before I go back to work. I guess I'm gonna watch Cloak and Dagger. I heard it was pretty good.
No, Cloak and Dagger is really good.
I haven't started watching it yet.
So yeah, check that out. You know what I'm saying? It's about the high school students and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool and it's so interesting how they did it. Was like at the beginning, like he's for his family has a lot of money and all that other stuff, and it talks about the racism of the South, basically. You know, even though he's in New Orleans, you know, fighting against racist cops and all kind of stuff. And the girl, you know, she's white, you know. You know, and then at the end, you're going to see the reverse. You'll see it. It's really good. I thought it was really good, and I can't wait till season 2 starts up soon. So that's supposed to start up, I think, January or something like that. Whatever it's supposed to. Whenever Blackish starts up, Grownish starts up.
It's going to be the follow up for Grownish.
And that was the first season was really good, and they reversed lives and they reversed roles at the end. It was awesome. You watch. I'm not going
to
give you too much.
Yeah, don't give it to me because I'm going to start watching it probably next week. But when I was flipping through, I came across Freeform, and I was just like, oh, Cloak and Dagger's on here. Oh, and the whole season's on there, so I'm going to have to check that out. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna check that out. trying to figure out what else is good on television before we jump into this next thing. Well,
Walking Dead, you can't watch that until next year, and I think all the good stuff is on hiatus.
Until
next year. Now, one thing that did catch my attention is that I don't know if you watch the Arrowverse or whatever, like Arrow and everything.
Yeah.
They're doing a Crisis on Infinity and Earth,
right?
On Earths. So I'm hoping that when they do this, that they'll bring Black Lightning and everybody into it, and they'll bring Smallville back into it. They'll start linking all the stuff together. Because remember, in the comic book, Crisis on Infinite Earth, like at the end, the Monitor, hey, we need to fight this anti-Monitor. We don't want them to take over.
They made one universe.
So it's going to be kind of weird if they do that. It'd be kind of cool. And you could bring all the CW properties. You can even bring Archie in. Yeah. You know, say some crazy ass Archie world. You know?
This is what I think is going to happen, though, because I was reading this article where the producers for Black Lightning said they want to keep it separate. They don't want to jump into the Arrowverse.
It's not their decision. You know, saying the thing about it, they can keep it separate. Like, hey, we on the other side of the we're not close to those two people. We somewhere wherever. You know, free. You know, even to Solana. You know what I'm saying? We in Atlanta, we are far from there, whatever, but they can still, regardless of fact, they're still in that multiverse because it's still part of the thing. So they don't have a choice about that.
Well, they can, because they can keep them separate because they got enough properties they can bring in. Because you got Heroes of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Heroes of Tomorrow can come through. They might go over to Freeland. You never know.
Right, you got Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, and you had Batwoman show up.
So I don't know how good that show is going to be because I didn't like how she talked at the end. She seems like she's cheesy. You know what I'm saying? I know the LGBTQRST community. No offense. I know how the community, you know, but you know what I'm saying? Like she needs to, just because you know what I'm saying? You have to be a good actor. She needs to step it up like she did on Orange is the New Black. If I'm gonna watch that show, honestly, right. Bottom line,
I think the other thing that's gonna happen too is they definitely got to bring Superman in.
But they had him on the show,
right? But I'm saying it's gonna be more consistent. But remember, in the comic book, he died doing this.
Who killed him on that?
The Monitor had him killed doing that.
I think they're going to Green Lantern is going to be the. I mean, not Green Green Arrow is going to be the one.
I think it's gonna be Supergirl.
No. Green. Well, I thought Supergirl died in the.
No, that's right. Supergirl died in the comic book,
and then she became Power Girl later, or something like that. But I think they're going to wind up killing Arrow off because his show's been up on the CW for like 8 seasons and that everything like that. So it's almost time to wrap his show up. You know, starting to get to the 10th season, it's almost time to start wrapping his show up. So
they may.
We'll see what
happens. They may split it some kind of way. They may do something.
Well, what you do is you wrap his show up, and then you have him appear on other shows. You know, just guest starring, and then you can give Diggle, you can give him the Green Lantern ring since they didn't mention that.
Right.
Even though he's not the same John, it's their version of John, but still, he can get the Green Lantern ring.
But I don't think they're gonna take Arrow off. I think they're gonna. It's going to run a couple more seasons just because it's the center of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And but, it's what brought everything. It was kind of like the Iron Man for the MCU. It was the property that got popular and everybody's like,
everybody went off of that.
I need to see this. This is good. And Stephen Amell was a good actor. And then all the other shows and it's just like, oh, Flash is good.
And that's why I go back to what I said beforehand that Black Lightning needs to at least be somewhere in that universe so that they can have some type of guest appearances. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. This season seems like it's going to be kind of good. But, I mean, the second half of the season. But you still have to have some type of appearances so that it can – you talk about metas. You mentioned everybody's name in there. So you're in that multiverse regardless of the fact. So they can't say they aren't in the Arrowverse because you technically are. So it is what it is.
All right. So we're going to wait. We're going to see what comes of that. Just because you never know, you know, it's interesting because, you know, a couple years ago, you wouldn't have thought that anything like this would happen. Yeah. You'd be like, man, they not going to do that. They not going to take the time to write the stories and it's too many people to include. And I mean, they figured out a way to do it though.
Yeah. And I think Flash could take over now because Flash is, Flash is popular enough, and they already experienced, they already showing people how you can go through the multiverse and everything. Mm-hmm. So I think they could take the lead on that. Yeah. If somebody else needs to take the lead.
Yeah, that's a definite. Also, let's talk about last week. Marvel dropped the trailer for Infinity War.
Oh yeah,
the most. I mean, not for Infinity War, but for Avengers Endgame.
The most watched trailer ever on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? It really technically broke the internet. Basically,
just because people were waiting for something, like they needed something, and that Endgame title had been thrown away. You know, been thrown around. It was Endgame or Annihilation. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows it's gonna be like one of the two.
Yeah, it was gonna have to take one of the comic book. Yeah. Things, but why I know people at work crying. They had a tear in their eye. Oh, I watched it. Oh my! It's people. I said, how you gonna have a tear in your eye watching it? What is wrong with you, man? You a grown man. You grown men. Grown men and women watching trailers, and you got tears in your eyes. Don't get me wrong. It was hot.
It was a good trailer.
I'm not gonna put no tears in my eyes for that. Wait till the movie if you gonna put a tear.
Yeah,
watch the movie.
I can't wait to see the movie because it gave you just enough that you like. All right, so what's going on here? Like, what's really going on? The Ms. Marvel trailer came out, the second one. Mm-hmm. They went a bit more into her past history with the Skrulls.
Well, I didn't see that yet. I gotta check that out.
Oh, you gotta see it. And with, you know, just how she forgot who she was. You know, she thought she was Kree.
They stand true to the comic material. That's good.
Yeah, then you get to see how Nick Fury lost his eye, and it's supposed to be really, really action packed. It looked interesting.
And I see how they did that. They used the same technology that they did for Avengers when they had made Tony look younger.
Yeah.
When they made Robert Downey Jr. look like mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr. like 15 years ago and stuff like that.
They used his barf system in the movie or whatever, but they de-aged them.
And they did the same thing to Samuel Jackson.
Mother friggin' Jackson. Yep, they de-aged them. So
Mickey Ficky Snakes and he's Mickey Ficky Planes.
So it looks like that's gonna be pretty decent. It's gonna tie together because you know, you got March and April for those movies to come out.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome. Yeah.
And then in July, that's when Spider-Man Far From Home comes out, and the preview was supposed to drop for that last week.
Yeah, so I still haven't seen that one.
It didn't drop here. They dropped it at I think it was the, might have been a Spain Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped it.
Did anybody see it yet here at all?
Well, basically what it is they showed it and It seemed really interesting. So Spider-Man was away with his debate team,
mm-hmm.
And he wasn't planning on, you know, doing anything. They didn't reference, at least they said in that preview, they didn't reference anything in Endgame.
Mm.
So that might be something to do with time, or they just
they don't want to give any stuff away. So when is Spider-Man coming out? August,
July.
So yeah, that'll give him time. So he probably his real trailer that.
Right.
That's kind of hard to do that though, because you can't give away the storyline. You don't want to give away the storyline.
You give away some of it because Mysterio is in the movie.
Yeah, I see. Oh, yeah, I have seen that, the Mysterio stuff.
But
Mysterio is not
the villain.
Well, he's one.
No, him and Mysterio are teaming up. Yeah. So Nick Fury recruited Mysterio to help.
Mysterio is like a villain of he's a crazy villain,
right? So he's helping Peter Parker with this mission, per Nick Fury.
So far that we know of, because Spider-Man villains always got some witchamajiggy. I wonder if they have Kraven or something. They could do Kraven the Hunter.
I think that's gonna be in the next one. But this is what I think with the Mysterio situation. So they're supposed to be going after these environmentalists. Like everybody has a. Something to do with the environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my take on this is Nick Fury has Mysterio helping them because Mysterio knows how to beat these people, right? How to help mm-hmm. Peter beat these people. But the only reason why he knows how to help him beat these people is because he created them. because he's done it before in the comic book. He's created criminals and beat them to try to become a superhero.
Who?
Mysterio. He's created criminals as illusions and other things, or mind control people to be criminals so that he can beat them.
That's true.
So that he looked like a hero.
Yeah, he's done stuff and a chameleon. So I wonder if they have Mysterio and the chameleon in it, because that would seem like that would be both of them in that in that movie. Because the first movie was the lizard and which magic and Vulture. Yeah, yeah,
it was Vulture. So with this one, I think what's gonna happen is, because they said Vulture may be in this one. I think what's gonna happen is, it's gonna lead to Mysterio joining the Sinister Six.
But they said they're going to get to the Sinister Six soon enough.
I think the thing is, he's going to be helping Peter, and they're going to be solving these things, and they're going to find out that the only reason why he was able to beat these things is they're his creations. And then, but they showed like they had this new stealth suit, but it looks like almost like a, he looks like Spider-Man Noir.
Huh.
All black suit.
That's kind of
black
cool.
Goggles. Looks like he's like kind of like a military suit.
He didn't have the coat, did he?
No. Yeah. So they said it was similar to Spider-Man Noir, and they had pictures of it online where he's like up standing on top of stuff because he went on a mission.
I wonder if they were going, I know they have Miles Morales in the Spider-Verse, and that's the Spider-Verse is supposed to be connected to this, but I wonder if they're going to bring him into the Marvel, Marvel Cinemaverse anytime soon.
Well, technically, Into the Spider-Verse is part of the MCU.
Is it MCU? Or is it Fox?
No, it's so
because Fox is owned by MCU anyway. So
but
MCU.
there's going to be a reference. They said there's several references in, Far From Home that reference Into the Spider-Verse.
Hmm. So, well, Sony can do that because Sony still has rights that they can do that. So that'd be interesting.
But yeah, they said this the Spider-Verse does.
Yeah, you can't do Spider-Verse without doing a cartoon because it's too much stuff that's in the Spider-Verse. You got cartoons, you got Spider-Ham, you got the vampire spiders, you got Spider Noir, you got too much stuff going on.
You got Spider-Man 1099, you got Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
You got Miles Morales,
you got too many things going on, you know, that you have to do it like that, else your CGI budget will break your bank.
Yeah.
Before you even do anything. So
but it's great that they're doing it.
That's good.
Like, you know, because before the only way that you could actually see it live action is like they had the Spider-Man Web Warriors series.
Yeah, that was good. And well, Spider-Man, they still got Spider-Man on Disney XD.
Oh, XD, but yeah, like with Web Warriors, that's when you got to see all the different Spider-Verses.
Well, no, I thought it was the last one. I thought it was the new Spider-Man. That wasn't Ultimate. Spider-Man. I thought they had the same thing too.
They were on Ultimate, but on Web Warriors, it was all of them.
Yeah.
They were all in the same.
It was a whole lot of people, they showed that. Yeah. So that was good. That was a good show. And I like the new thing with talking about that. I like how they're doing Black Panther.
The new Black Panther quest.
Black Panther's quest. Even though I missed it tonight, I'm gonna have to go watch it a little bit later.
Yeah,
they got Spider-Man on there too. So
yeah, everybody's in Wakanda and.
But then it builds up to the next movie too. I thought all that was supposed to be like in between the movies or something like that. But I'm not sure. But it still builds up to the next movie, which is a good look.
The new season of Guardians of the Galaxy is pretty good too.
I haven't seen that. When that start?
It started around the same time as Black Panther, of course.
I haven't seen it because I've seen the one Guardians of the Galaxy something Mission Breakout, and that was the level. That's when I seen it.
Yeah, that was the first episode. That was like the first episode of the season. But they all on demand.
Okay, so you gotta go on demand and watch. Okay.
Yeah. You started watching those.
That's what's up.
Those are pretty good. I guess it captures you because it's really funny.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy is good. It's a good movie, good show. It's good all the way. I'm scared to find out what's gonna happen the third movie with James Gunn and all that problem and everything like that. So I'm hoping that
they'll find another director more than likely.
Because a lot of them talking about they want him back. So I don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean a lot of what's gonna happen is if they want to get that movie done and they want to get paid, then they're gonna go with the director they get.
Yeah, if they don't want to be blackballed because Disney has shut them down Disney is the evil empire. They own everything. So
it's gonna be that. And if they don't like it, then they don't want to be a part of that universe.
Yeah, I mean, they might not be a part of any other universe if they play around with Disney and their money.
There you go.
So, you know, they better get down or lay down.
Yeah.
And that what Beanie Siegel said? Get down or lay down.
So, hopefully.
In fact, I got tickets for that. For the concert, yeah. $25, man. If y'all going to go to State Property, I'm going to give you a hint. Go on Groupon and get those tickets on Groupon, man. Them Groupon
what
tickets
is the show,
be killing
Friday?
That's how 50 got, yeah. No, the 29th. That's how 50 Cent got did that to Ja Rule. He went on Groupon and brought all them tickets. And Ja Rule up here looking crazy.
I was like, okay, all right, I'd go see State Property. But I don't know about the little flip thing. I don't know. We'll see.
I did want to see. But you know what, though? I realized people, you know, and I know we're going off topic, but the locks, all every time I try to buy locks tickets, they always sell out. That's all I'm about to say.
They always sell out.
It don't matter where you at, they always sell out.
Yep.
And they hot like that. People don't understand, like, regardless of fact, they you know, Puffy had them in the shiny suits. They was like, they wish they had stayed in the shiny suits. They still be making that big money, but they still making money. They know what they doing.
I mean, they smart about it. Like, you got to look at Styles. I think Styles put out 4 albums this year.
Yeah. And he'll jump on an album. I'm like, Styles, can I get you on something? He'd be like, cool. He about that money.
Because he did.
He don't care about that nonsense.
He had 2 solo albums. An album with Davies. An album with Burna.
And I will say 90% of the stuff I heard was fire.
It's all good. Yeah, like, yeah, it's you can't find bad music from them like that. Like, you can't. It's just a good thing. Like,
now if I do a song with somebody hot like that from the locks, I want Styles first. I'm sorry, Styles, Jada, and Sheik. Sheik is cool, but you know, yeah. But Jada cool. Don't get me wrong, Jada spit that. Stuff, but you know, Styles make those classic bars. I'm sorry, Jada makes classic bars, but Styles makes those classic, like, doesn't matter what year, it could be 90 to like 2088, and you're like, oh, that's hot, that's a hot line, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I'll tell you, I had posted this on Facebook. I said, when you think of groups and you think of people that's supposed to be the star of the group, Jada is supposed to be the star of the locks, like a Cameron is supposed to be a star of the Diplomats, right? Who's the most consistent people in those groups? Styles,
yeah,
and Jim Jones.
Yeah, that is true. Because Jim Jones, if he ain't putting something out, he'll put TV or whatever.
They both got more projects than the star of the group. Like, they consistently put out good music. It's really weird. Like, when I was listening to the Diplomats album,
that new album is on point. Yeah,
it's on point. But Jim is the only one that's on point on every song.
That is true.
Like,
because everybody go back to that '90s rap.
Juelz had that situation with his teeth. Where he's missing some of them. So on some of the songs, you could tell he's like,
you missed his teeth. What happened? Somebody popped him.
He had some dental problems. He had no teeth for a little bit. He just got some new teeth.
Look, you might not have to go to the dentist every 6 months. Might not, at least try to go once a year, but once every other year.
Kind of money.
You know what I'm saying?
Still have teeth.
You know, like we know people, you know, we've known people have busy schedules, but you got to brush and floss. Brush and floss. And if you're not going to go to the dentist like that, use the Listerine that has the, for your, that helps build your teeth, and use the toothpaste to help build your teeth. Your teeth up, you know what I'm saying? Stop doing all that candy, because, you know what I'm saying, you don't need to get a root canal and lose teeth and be up here, like, be gumming it up.
So
your woman might like it, or your significant other, but, you know, but the gumming up ain't cool, man.
Yeah, so I was thinking about that, and then, but yeah, those two really put out consistent music, and I was like, that's crazy. You got the two people that's like second in command, and
you're right.
They've been consistent. They're the smarter business people.
Well, Jim has always been the businessman. Yeah. Even was you there? Like, and this is back. I'm not gonna tell you what year it was, but this is back. One time, Cam came into Baltimore, and I think it was me and JT. I don't know if he was there, and we was in the hotel with him. They was in like one of the hood hotels too. It wasn't even
99.
Yeah, 99, 2000, or something like that.
99.
And they was like, yo, you trying to get some? Like, yeah, we got them chicks for you. Yeah, it's whatever. Everybody go get some. And they was like, yeah, we just came around here. They, you know, and Jim was like, yeah, he wasn't really rapping into it. He was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. But he was always moving. If you listen to what he was talking about,
yeah,
he was always moving. Even Cameron was moving too, but he was always plotting business moves. So yeah. I ain't mad at him.
Yep. So, you know, it just goes to show you sometimes. It just goes to show you.
Yeah.
All right. So, what we got on this agenda for this this president? You wanted to talk about this dude, so
talk about Donald Dump. Let's talk about that SNL skit that came out. It's a Wonderful Trump.
So I didn't see it yet, so I still gotta watch it.
It's hilarious, and now he just put something out recently talking about SNL needs to have the court need to be tested by the courts or something like that because he's upset that the courts are talking about him. You know, the SNL is talking about him. I'm like, how low is your manhood that you crying about? You want to go to the courts or something like that because a comedy show talks about you. You know what I'm saying?
He's indeed the most sensitive man alive. I mean, that's without question.
Like they say, the most interesting man alive, the most sensitive man alive.
The most sensitive man alive.
instead of having a beer ad name, now he should have like some water and apple juice, watered down apple juice. Trump's watered down to apple juice.
The most sensitive man alive. I'm here today, and I just like to say that things are looking bigly, and I mean, I don't understand. Like
that guy, Alec Baldwin, he doesn't know how to act, even though he has all kind of awards. Is Alec Baldwin? He's no energy, Alec Baldwin. Like, get out of here, dude.
I mean, this guy.
I mess with Alec Baldwin. In regards to as an actor, he's just one of those actors that you just wanted people that you just want to hang out with. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I just want to pick your brain and you know hang out with you because you seem like you just cool as hell.
So now he's saying he wants to do like a government shutdown.
Hey, you know what? Hey, look, don't mess up my money, Trump, because look, you already lost the election. So don't mess up the money. Don't mess up other people's money either. You know what I'm saying? For a wall, and the states that you complain to don't want the wall, which is why you think Arizona has a Democratic senator because of you. Why you think Nevada, who has a Democratic senator because of you, they don't want that wall. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And Texas almost had a Democratic senator. The only reason they didn't is because it's just because it's Texas. Texas always backwards. And I'm sorry. I love y'all to death. Texas is backwards as mug. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Well, there was a lot of election fraud.
Yeah.
Past election.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of seats changed hands.
And you see what happened in North Carolina? They said some dude was out there, Republican. They talked about the Democrat. The Republicans out there signing off on absentee ballots.
Yeah. That's what I say. I mean, we already know there has to be some kind of reform for election reform.
Yeah.
Because the way it's working is just not, it doesn't work.
Doesn't.
It's
right.
It's too flawed. The system is too flawed. It's too easily manipulated.
Mm-hmm. And then when you got senators talking about Senator Orrin Hatch, yeah, we saw you on TV. I don't care if Trump committed crimes. He we got money in the country. We got a tax break. I'm like, ho, you a senator. You're supposed to uphold the law. You're supposed to make law. You don't care if somebody breaks the law. But if that was Obama or anybody of any type of melon in their skin,
send them to jail.
Send it went to jail. But you let him, Trump, because you don't care that he breaks. I've never heard a senator say, even if that's what they believe, he at least that's one thing. He put his business out there, and he needs to get voted out for next time because that shows he does. They're crazy. They don't care.
I think. And it's the truth. You see, or they see, what they want to see,
mm-hmm.
and they're very selective at times on how critical they want to be with him. So, if it comes to something financial, we're not going to be critical. But if it's something that impacts one of our special interest groups,
mm-hmm.
then we have something to say about the orange guy. Then it's a problem. But other than that, you know. We're all part of the good old boys club. We're not going to say too much about them. We're never going to say too much about them.
Yeah.
We're going to say just enough to try to appease our constituents, but we're not going to say too much about it.
Plus, you're trying to take away minority rights. So, you know, they like that.
Right. So at the end of the day, they still going to play golf at his resort. End of the day. And that's with a lot of people.
Yep.
So
ridiculous.
Don't believe everything they said. Do your own research. And because at the end of the day, some of these people still going over to each other's houses for dinner.
Yep. And like they say, we got Democrat and Republican. Most of them are still friends.
Yep.
or whatever like that. Now, I don't know how they just let people do illegal stuff. But, you know, it is what it is.
Now, yesterday, I tell you, it's funny. I read this article and it was talking about the House and the Senate when it first started. So when the House and the Senate first started, like they used to fight. Like, for real.
Fist fights.
They used to...
Like other countries have.
They would beat the hell out of each other, the House and the Senate. Weapons and all. They would.
Why do you think Aaron Burr killed people? He killed people and everything. Like, that's why you had the... Hamilton. Mm-hmm. That's how you got the Hamilton play, because him and Burr was beefing. And, you know, So what you see overseas, you got to remember, America's democracy has been around longer than almost anybody else's democracy in the world. And even England didn't have the same type of democracy that we had. So, and when you see them over there acting a fool and fist fighting, they're doing the same thing that we used to do back in the day, but they have to get to the point that, okay, this is democracy. It's not me against the world. You know what I'm saying? It still can be civil. You can fight civilly instead of be punching each other in the head. Like in the African thing and Asian countries, they'd be up there. They be doing the rock bottom on people. I seen somebody got hit with a flagpole. He's like, I got the flag. Wop. I was like, he mollywopped somebody. I was like, what kind of mess?
See, so I mean, but,
don't get it twisted. It happened everywhere in the world.
But yeah, it's very interesting when you look at the history of a lot of things. But yeah, when I read that and it was just talking about, like, I mean, you know, not just arguments of regular fist fights, like brawls.
Bloody
brawls with weapons, and they were like clubs,
like they were kneeing off of Walking Dead with the bat and the barbed wire.
So you didn't want to pass my bill, huh?
I'm gonna take you out. Cash me outside. How about that?
It's a couple of states that I better not see walking down 8th Street alone, and things just happen. White wigs flying all over the place. I mean. White wigs and dresses and fluffy pants.
Fluffy pants.
And heel
man shoes. Blousers. Man blousers.
Jerry Seinfeld blouses.
And don't get it twisted. They still be fighting. They still have fights sometimes, but the people so old now that they ain't gonna fight as much. You know, so these old dudes, you know, they ain't gonna fight as much as they used to.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that's just what that is. So, oh, you had something in your mind about Meghan Markle. What's going on with Meghan Markle?
Oh yeah. So why every time Meghan does something, why the British tabloids always got to say something? Now, don't get me wrong. The girls, she's mixed. You know, it's all good. So we can still say she half black. You know. So you know, whatever. But the thing about, leave that woman alone, man. Let that woman live her life. You know, she got the prince. You know, she doing her thing. She trying to help out. I know England don't like black people in there, but guess what? You had black queens before, because guess what? We infiltrated y'all years ago, generations ago. So if you don't like it, tough titties.
But you know how the British pressure is. The press all around the world is when it comes to the royal family. Like, they sneeze and somebody's on it.
Yeah, so sometimes it's like, leave those people alone. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that impressed about the royal family.
Right. Prince Harry sneezed today while riding a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he wasn't supposed to sneeze. There's a new allergy medicine on the horizon because Prince Harry sneezed.
Mm-hmm.
News at 11.
And these people don't have no power. There's people in a cage. They really literally are in a cage, because you have to stay in your compound.
Right. You're just rich now because you don't have any political power, because it's not a monarchy.
And then you're just walking around whoop de poop de poo. Whoop poop de poop de poo.
There's no monarchy. So you're upholding a dead tradition.
Yeah, that right. And I don't even know why the British you see America got rid of that nonsense because we didn't want that. But you know, the British, they have to stay, you know, don't get me wrong. I know y'all like y'all monarchy, but let it die out. You know what I'm saying? Like, let them just be rich people. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to come back.
Because it's nothing but a Kim Kardashian situation anyway over there. That's all. That's y'all just have more tolerable Kardashians.
Speaking of Kim Kardashian,
Kanye and so, Kanye and Drake, what you think about that?
So Kanye was off his meds again, and
does he ever stay on his meds?
I don't know, but apparently he was tweeting Drake, and Drake never tweeted back. But he tweeted for about an hour long rant, and then Kim goes, "Don't you threaten my husband if it wasn't for Kanye, there'd never be a Drake." And Kanye was talking about Drake. So one thing I can agree with, I do think Drake is the type of person that would threaten you with emojis. He looks like the type of dude.
Yeah, he emoji gangster.
He will send you an emoji of a frowny face
and a bomb.
A bomb and a gun and a finger. And he said, I'm gonna pull up on you. That's a Drake threat. Like, he's definitely...
Drake ain't pulling up on nobody but Nickelodeon.
He's definitely...
You better go back to Nickelodeon, pull up on them.
He's definitely an emoji gangster. But yeah, Kanye was just ranting. But Drake seems like he would play those kind of games. He said he calls his mother-in-law and asks how the family is.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see him doing stuff like that.
And then he was mad at Travis Scott. He was like, Travis, you're supposed to be my family. You let him diss me on the song. And, you know, our kids, cousins, and we supposed to be family, and you let him diss me on the song. Come on. So,
but he told Pusha T all Drake. He told Pusha T all Drake business, and then Pusha T went and made a whole song.
Oh no! So apparently it was not Kanye that told him about Drake.
Mm.
It was 40. It was Drake's producer.
Oh Lord.
So they always say, watch the people that's in your camp. So apparently 40 was the one who gave up all the information. He just had a conversation and just couldn't stop talking.
Wow.
So that's how they got all the information about Drake and his son.
So is 40 even still messing with Drake now? Or Drake still messing with 40?
Yeah.
I probably had to get rid of him then.
Still his main producer. I mean, I guess they don't want to get rid of him because he's sick and he got MS and all this other stuff.
Yeah, he's like dude, like you can't be giving up. Can't give it up. That's like you having a clearance and you just telling all the, and you told everybody all what you did during the clearance. Hey man, yeah, United States, we got aliens, and the alien talked to me and he gave me all the passwords and knew the new plane designs. Dummy.
It happened. So, you know, Kanye went off in that rant and it was comical because when I read it, I was hearing his voice in my head with these tweets. I'll see if some of them are still up.
Do y'all do sponsor right now or no?
No, I'm going to do that at the end.
Okay.
Let's see if some of these tweets from Ye are still up.
Uh-oh, he's about to pull up the Ye tweets.
All right, let's see.
Yeezy for Sheezy.
Let's see. Oh, one day ago. Met with Trav at my crib this morning. We expressed ourselves. It's all love. So he's talking about Travis Scott. I will put this in a question form. Who has heard of the 12 lost tribes of Judah? Have you heard of the two black tribes? Have you heard of the two tribes who are actually black? Kanye's a little late.
It was more than two tribes that was black, because if you go to the Bible, Kanye, and let me school you real quick. The Ethiopians can trace all their lineage back to the Ark, okay? Most, and the thing about it is, and if you go to KRS-One, who gave you the whole information, the 12 tribes of Israel were black. Because the thing about it is, how could the Israelites be in Egypt and have Moses as a, and then the Pharaoh said Moses was his grandson without him looking like them? You know what I'm saying? You can't. It's they're not gonna have no white, some white man come up there. You know what I'm saying? Get your history straight. I know you with the Kardashians now, but Kanye, we need to get you schooled back like the rest of your family schooled you before.
At least he went looking for some kind of research. At least he looked for something.
Yeah, something.
Oh, let me see. What's another tweet? I love that we're destigmatizing mental health. Gucci Mane and Quavo have a song called Bipolar. This is so good for the culture. Let's see.
Is it really good for culture? Gucci Mane and Quavo making songs. Is that really good? Is that really good for the culture?
Gucci, It is with Gucci.
If he's really talking about, I have to listen to the song myself.
Yeah, check it out. Let me say, I'm loving the new music I've been working on. 6 months off my meds, I can feel me again.
Uh-oh.
Remember when Dark Fantasy came out, I used to tweet a story too. So he's been off his meds
For 6 months. So Kanye, I think you need to, you know what, Kanye, honestly, I know some people that when they take the meds, I think you need to take that shot, that once a month shot, that'll have you straight. You don't need to take pills. You need to take that once a month shot, Kanye. I'm hoping you listen to this. We'll send this to you.
Hold on, look what he says. There was a handler with me at TMZ, a so-called voice of reason. Thank the Lord, no longer is he in my circle. I give up drinking every week. You don't make runaway on medication. Even alcohol is an addictive substance called spirits that actually block our earthly connection to our spirit when we drown ourselves in it. I cannot be on meds and make Watch the Throne level or Dark Fantasy level music. God has given me this voice for a reason. Perhaps we stop looking at my tweets as rants and start looking at them as therapy testimonials and even ministry. Man makes plans and God laughs. I need to speak about how Chance demanding that we record in Chicago reconnected me with my roots, also my faith in Jesus Christ. You have to see and feel how happy I am and how strong my family is. We're even stronger because this is through love and the grace of God. People said my career was over after TMZ. I need to show the world that we so-called crazy people will not just be written off. People try to handle you when they think you have a mental problem. Okay. Drake and Trav both love Ye more than anyone, and I love those guys back. We love everyone. We're all growing together. It's like when you see a TV show from the 60s and it's super racist and sexist. It reminds me of when I said, stop hip-hop homophobia. It used to be okay for rappers to bash gay people, just as certain rap records from the 90s and early 2000s. I don't blame people for not knowing how to handle this. Okay, all right, yeah.
It's going off the deep end again. And you know, yeah, you can't gay bash anymore. We already know this because then you'll get stuff from 10 years ago and you'll wind up being like... they'll come at you like you, Kevin Hart. They'll come at you like 10 years ago. But you know what, though? I respect Nick Cannon 100. Nick Cannon, you get the 100 respect today because you came out and exposed other people, you know, and stopped that whole thing that was coming at Kevin Hart like that. You put, like, what was it? Amy Schumer had her stuff. I think you had Chelsea.
Oh, you had a lot.
And then you had a whole lot of other people. You had the Silver Sermon putting out there. And people not saying nothing to them, you know what I'm saying? Until you put, like, you have to put one of them little white women on blast. I'm sorry. I love the sweet, sweet sometimes. But, you know, until you put them on blast like that, you know, nobody, you know, they would have kept it going at Kevin Hart and trying to mess up him in his career, you know, so... So I'm glad Nick Cannon came out 100, but you know now they gotta be staying on point more because you know that now the people gonna come after them again because they couldn't mess up Kevin Hart the first time, so they're gonna still try to come after him. So I hope both of y'all brothers on point and stay ahead of the, you know, stay three steps ahead like usual, like you were doing the first time. I appreciate what y'all do.
Yeah, definitely. All right, what about what's going on in the anime world?
What show you want to talk about?
I mean, what you watching right now?
I don't know. What is Reggie watching in anime? Let's see. I watched the Tokyo Ghoul is almost wrapping up. And that's really good. So if you get a chance to watch that Tokyo Ghoul, the second season, it's really good. You know, I don't want to give you too much of it, but basically it looks like everybody's about to turn to ghouls in the world, so it's going to be kind of interesting, but you need to watch that.
Okay.
One Piece is always hot. You know, I love me some One Piece. You know, they're doing the Big Mom arc or the Whole Cake Island arc, and I can't wait till they get to the Kaido arc. That's going to be really good when they get to the Wakanda. I mean, no, what was it? Wando?
I was going to say Wakanda.
It's Wand. I'm sorry. I missed the manga, you know, Marvel and all everything. But when they get to the Kaido arc, you know what I'm saying? The Beast King, that'll be a good look.
Okay.
Also, I can't wait. I'm kind of pissed off because I thought it was supposed to have been earlier, but the Super Dragon Ball movie Broly, I'm that's what I'm waiting for right now. January the 16th. So, you know, I'm going to get my ticket.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to try to make sure I'm there for the first show because Dragon Ball Super was one of the best Dragon Balls ever. I like how they did the multiverse and they brought all the characters and everything. And I'm hoping they bring Dragon Ball Super back after the movie they're supposed to. So we'll see. I know they got these Dragon Ball superhero joints, okay. And that joint is kind of dragon. They put in the little clips from the video game. It's like, you know, give me a break. But you know, it's okay for now until they bring Dragon Ball Super back. Because I know they said they had to stop it because they were doing a movie. So okay. And the movie is supposed to be canon. So
okay.
So Broly is finally going to be canon in the Dragon Ball Super in the Dragon Ball universe. But I didn't think they was going to do it, but it's awesome. So that's going to be a good look.
So what do you think about this? Speaking of movies, what do you think about this Pokemon movie?
Which one? Pikachu Detective? I haven't seen the preview for this.
Oh, man.
Is this real life or fake life?
No, it's real life. But there are Pikachus everywhere. I mean, not Pikachus, but there's Pokemon everywhere. Like, it's regular life, but Pokemon exists.
So Pokemon CGI. So it's like you have your head a VR headset on.
They look very realistic. It's pretty funny. So The main character when Pikachu talks to
him, not Ash. Is Ash in this one? No. Ash Ketchum.
No, it's a little black kid.
Team Rocket.
Little black kid.
At least they got, you know what? I respect that. Pokemon, you finally put some black people in Pokemon. Yes. You all right. You all right with me now. But then you had to put them in a live movie one and some old. You had to try to test it on us and shit. But that's okay.
Yep. So it's like, hold on, let me show you. Show you this preview.
Pokemon Detective.
I'm gonna pull it up. But no, it looks pretty good. Pokemon Detective Pikachu. All right. So
damn Pikachu.
So the funny thing is, the main character. All right, let's pull it. Rhyme City. So they're in Rhyme City. A celebration
of the harmony. Rhyme City or Rhyme City?
Rhyme. It's pretty dope, actually, looking at it.
Tim, your dad was a legend in this precinct. If you were anything like your dad.
I'm not.
Are you talking to some Asian man? Is that his father, too?
No, that was he worked with his father. So was the detective.
Yeah, that didn't really work out.
He wanted to be a Pokemon trainer when he was younger.
I want to be a Pokemon trainer, but I had to become a detective.
Whoever you are, I know how to use this.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go.
I know. You can't understand me, but put down the stapler will electrocute you.
Is he was just saying Pico? Who knows?
No, he can understand him.
Did you just understand me?
Oh, my God. You can understand me. Stop. I've been so lonely.
Now, this seems like it's going to be a good movie.
Pika-pika,
you're adorable. You're adorable. They can't understand me, kid.
Can no one else hear him?
Does everybody else hear his pika-pika-pika?
Don't need a Pokemon, period. And what about a world-class detective? Because if you want to find your pops, I'm your best bet.
We're going to do this, you and me.
Partner up with a Pikachu.
There you go.
They got the ninja frogs and everything.
It's called hope.
Listen up. We got ways to make you talk. Or mine.
Yeah.
So tell us what we want to know. Pipe. Yes. Okay. I can. Shoving. Pushing. My problem is that I push people away and then hate them for leaving.
He's saying you can shove it.
What? I can shove it? Okay, that's it. No, we're switching roles. I'm bad cop. You're good cop.
No, we're not cops. Oh!
In my head, I saw that differently.
Ryan Reynolds is playing Pikachu.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be, you know, this might be a really good movie. Especially after he showed his comedy chops in Deadpool.
Did you see so have you seen the Deadpool Infinity War trailer?
No,
I mean Deadpool Endgame trailer.
No,
so there's a Deadpool Endgame trailer when everybody's. From the it's Deadpool Endgame.
Is this talking about Deadpool 2 or something? Or is this something just made?
No, he really just redid
Endgame. So I'm going to play this again, too, everybody, because this is hilarious.
So he's playing the Endgame trailer for Deadpool. Look,
hold on. And instead of the Iron Man helmet, he has Wolverine's helmet. Of course, right?
Well, yeah, because he's still trying to get Jack. I mean, Hugh Jackman.
Hold on, listen.
Hi, Hugh Jackman. God, I can't believe I'm talking to a mask right now. Anyway, I just want you to know that I'm feeling like shit.
Part of the get Hugh Jackman on one of these movies. End.
And I'm mad at Fox that we couldn't do a film together. Food and water ran out 4 days ago. Oxygen will run out tomorrow morning. When I drift off, I'll be thinking about you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, baby. You're all that matters. Okay, enough of this. Roll the damn trailer.
So you took the Endgame trailer and made it good.
Purple Homer Simpson did exactly as he said he was going to.
Oh, so he just played around his
attitude.
He wiped down 50% of all living creatures. You know, that I don't feel so good bullshit.
Oh, Jesus.
We lost. All of us. Oh, so dramatic. I'm going to cry.
He's going to get one. He's going. Marvel's going to bring him over when they finally, Deadpool is the best thing. It's going to have to be Marvel. It's going to be Marvel Cinema, a rated R version. But
you know what I'm saying? I hope this doesn't work.
That's Ryan Reynolds is exceptional. Because I don't want to see a fifth Avengers.
And then you know
they're
doing the Deadpool Christmas movie.
Yeah, well it's just Deadpool 2 redone.
Yeah, they're just redoing it with Fred Savage.
Yeah, that was funny. and they did the Princess Bride with him. Like, they went back to Fred Savage's role in the Princess Bride. Yeah, and
they took out some of the more raunchier scenes so the kids could see it.
Well, yeah, you had to take out a whole lot of death scenes, too, though. Yeah. So you had to take out a lot of scenes.
They added, like, two scenes in. And it's only going to be in the movies for, like, a week.
Yeah, and it's all the charity. So support that. Support the Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it helps out charity. Stan Lee say he supported 100. That's why he did new cameos and everybody else. So go ahead and help out. Help the kids. Deadpool, love the kids. You should too.
Love the kids. All right, y'all. So we will get back at you next week with a new episode. Once again, this is the Cool Blurs Podcast. Follow us on Twitter on Cool Blurs. So the exact way to find us on Twitter would be to look up at Blurred School. So that's Cool Blurs Podcast on Twitter. You can find us the Cool Blurs group on Facebook as well. So follow us, look at us, contact us, talk to us.
Ask questions. We always want questions. Give us a topic or something. Do something.
Throw stuff at us. You know, conversation is always great. So, and if you're out there and you have your own podcast, you know, talk to us. Let's collaborate. We can be guests on your shows. We can have you, you know, with us. So, again, it's the Cool Blurs Podcast. We'll get at you till next time. We out of here.
Peace.